Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to Overnight America. Oh boy, what a night for sports. I cannot believe the Cardinals are in first place. Will they? Won't they? Will they? Won't they? Well, right now it looks like they will. Wow, it's just like those 90s TV shows where, oh, will they get together? Will they not get together? Will they do it? Will they do it? It's looking good right now, but we got a little bit, 6 weeks out before the end of the season. A lot of sports to talk about today. Not that I'm a particular sports guy per se, but there's just so much to cover here today. We're going to get to a couple of these stories. Who in their right mind keeps their keys inside of a $200,000 Ferrari? Seriously? I wanted to talk about Jeffrey Epstein, a couple of new updates from there. And did you see the painting he had up on his wall inside of his residence? Did you see that picture? Oh, when I explain it to you, I'm going to warn you right now. If you have like hand sanitizer, but you need a lot of it because you're going to want to rub it all over your body after I describe what is on this painting. Next hour, the Loop Trolley begins their hopes to revive themselves. If this is their best plan, they have no hope in surviving, really. A couple of food stories. An 8-year-old talk radio host. What does an 8-year-old talk radio host have to say when you're 8 years old? Well, I really didn't like the chicken fingers at lunch today. Something like that. Frank White is a space philosopher. We've had him on the show a couple of times. He's wrote a series of books. In fact, he was just given a major award. And he also had, I just threw a lot of space stuff at him. I said, hey, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? And I heard a rumor about him. You know, that Israeli probe that was sent to the moon, the one that crashed, they were sending a payload with it and made a lot of headlines because they had these little water bears on it. And these water bears are known for surviving everything. And they're wondering, okay, now we got these water bears. I mean, they're little tiny microscopic things, but now they're all over the moon because this thing was supposed to do a nice little land down but crashed. Well, I heard that Frank White had a copy of his book also in that payload. Isn't that cool? They wanted him to include his space book in there for preservation just in case. So I want to talk to him about that and some other space things going on. I got a lot going on. And I actually have 4 sports stories, and you tell me which one's more exciting. All right. Of these 4 sports stories, you can text in and tell me which one's more exciting. Here's the text number. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. That's the number you call. Here's story number 1. Cardinals are in first place. What? It's pretty exciting. Story number 2. Major League Soccer will be coming to St. Louis. We've been waiting for this announcement for a while. They'll officially be awarding a franchise to St. Louis. Looks like it's going to be a couple of weeks, or at least 15 days or so, before they announce that one. That's awesomely exciting. They're officially going to come. Number 3, Charles Glenn will be singing the national anthem at the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 Indy Race. I love Charles Glenn, and I was hoping that his very last performance of the national anthem was going to be when the St. Louis Blues were hoisting the Stanley Cup at Enterprise Center. He gave one of the best performances he's ever done while on the ice at Enterprise Center or anywhere else. It was very heartwarming, and it's too bad the Blues didn't win it that night. I'm glad they won it, but Charles, we love him here. I know you love him too. He's going to get one more opportunity, and he's going to be singing it at that IndyCar race. In article number 4, Layla went back to school for the first time in 2 years. Aw, it just warms my heart hearing things like that. What's the best sports story of the 4? Just if you want to text me, you can. 436-7900. One text message just came in. Major League Soccer, number 1. Okay, let me see if I can change your mind. Here is a video that Parkway Schools put together with Layla going back.
People have told me that I've inspired St. Louis and I've brought them together.
Aww.
I'm just glad that people have found inspiration from a terrible situation.
Aww.
I've missed the past 2 years of school.
Say hello.
There are a bunch of...
And it showed the video. It was one of those robots. They put an iPad on a little moving robot so she can still interact with the other kids but not physically be there.
Kids coming from a bunch of different schools that might not know my story. I have HLH, a very rare autoimmune disease, and there are 15 known cases in the world.
Wow.
So pretty much I'm a rare unicorn.
She's a very rare unicorn. They decided to show a photo. Well, actually, it was a video. The cameraman, whoever it was, had a picture and had her walking across through the crosswalk in front of the school buses as she was getting ready to enter the school that she hasn't been able to in the last 2 years to be with her classmates. What a story she has for them, being down on the ice, being cheered, hoisting the Stanley Cup, all of these things. Now, if she's not the most popular kid in that school, I don't know how you beat a story like that. All right, so there's four great stories. Major League Soccer, is that the most exciting of them all? I don't know. Cardinals getting back to first place is pretty awesome. We're going to keep the phone lines open tonight. You're invited to call 436-7900, also 800-925-1120. Did you hear that Major League Soccer in St. Louis, they've already created a promo for getting a team here?
Open wide for some soccer!
Open wide for some soccer! That's what we need. Get excited here, St. Louis. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, mornings and afternoons, on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
I don't remember how long ago it was. That was the commercial that The Simpsons saw when soccer was going to come to Springfield, and they were trying to get people out to the stadium. I don't think you're going to need these type of ploys to get St. Louis excited over a Major League Soccer team. Let me play this commercial. This was just too funny.
Open wide for some soccer!
The Continental Soccer Association is coming to Springfield. It's all here. Fast kicking, low scoring, and ties. You bet.
So it shows a guy, he jumps up, high-fives the dude in the blimp, and takes a landing inside of a hot tub where there's a bunch of girls in bikinis.
Hey, Dad, how come you never taken us to see a soccer game?
I don't know.
You'll see all your favorite soccer stars, like Arriaga, Arriaga 2, Bariaga, Aruplia, and Pizzozza.
Oh, I never heard of those people.
And they'll all be signing autographs.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that's too funny. Are you ready for some soccer? This will be very exciting. You heard it in the news at the top of the hour, and one of the people to break the story earlier was when sources told Tom Ackerman this morning that they announced the expansion for St. Louis next week, as Ben Fred first reported. How cool is that? All right. Let me bring this up. Epstein. Yes, there's a little bit of information that we're starting to learn, and they're saying that the guards fell asleep and didn't check on him for hours, and that was one of the reasons why they didn't catch this. So there's so many questionable things that happened there. Is it believable that the guards weren't paying attention and that they were goofing around or slacking off? Yeah, absolutely, it's believable. Sure, and that could happen. Is it the most likely scenario? Probably. But does it stop any of the conspiracies? Absolutely not. Are you buying that two guards that were on duty that night, the ones that should have been paying attention to that cell to make sure Epstein doesn't kill himself? Oh, it just so happened the night they weren't paying attention. Oh, there he goes. Do you believe that? And other people are saying that there's these weird voices and yelling and things that happen that were abnormal, and the person that was in the same cell as him was transferred like the day before. There's these really weird lineups of all these things had to happen at the same time for it to work. Is it possible that the people are just so indifferent to him living? They thought, you know what? If he just wants to do it, who cares? We're just going to let him be, and if he does it, he does it. Who cares? This is someone that was going to be crucial into the investigation to some pretty serious and terrible crimes where there were high-profile people involved. So that shouldn't have been the sediment. But it seems like that could have been it. Two guards placed on leave, a warden reassigned at the Epstein death was they continued to investigate what happened there. I still don't quite understand the timeline because it seems like none of this works out. And another added twist to this whole Epstein thing, apparently some dude on Reddit or 4chan or one of those different forums online posted the details of the death a half hour before any major news network had any information about it. Like half an hour, 35 minutes, well before anything was officially said. So they believe perhaps a paramedic that was called in to see if they could revive Epstein maybe release some of this info prematurely. And if that's the case, that person could be in some serious trouble. Well, I wanted to bring this up too. And I'm sorry if I have to be the one to describe this to you, but it's one of the creepiest things I have seen in a long time. One of the absolute creepiest things. Just real quick, Producer Mike, I got one quick question for you, if you don't mind. Have you seen the picture that has been floating around, the one picture on the wall of Jeffrey Epstein's mansion, the one someone took a snapshot of? And it's kind of a shocking photo that they found on his wall. Have you seen this one floating around?
Definitely not.
Okay. I'm gonna describe it to you. Before you look it up online, before you look it up, I want to describe it to you. And this is how the Daily Mail describes it. It depicts former President Bill Clinton lounging on a chair in the Oval Office, wearing red heels, posing in the Monica Lewinsky blue dress, and he's kind of got his legs crossed over the side of the armrest, and he's trying to look seductive, and he's pointing at whoever, like, was painting this picture or whatever. That's the Bill Clinton picture that Jeffrey Epstein had hanging up in his house. Now, if you dare want to look this up, it's hyper-realistic. It looks just like Bill Clinton. Now, it's a painting. We don't know if he bought the original or if this was just a print. We know this guy was the lowest of low. What kind of person has a picture of Bill Clinton in a blue dress wearing red heels looking seductive? Who does that? That is so weird. Could that have been maybe one of the big red flags? I mean, the guy was flying around. He was seen with all these teenagers. There was all kinds of problems he had in the past. There was all kinds of rumors of what was going on with him. And if you walked into a $56 million home and there was a picture of Bill Clinton like that up on the wall, are you kidding me? No one would have said, all right, jig is up. We're done. I'm done with this guy. I'm done. I'm not dealing with a... If you haven't seen this picture, before you look it up online, make sure you have an entire jug of hand sanitizer because you're going to go through it because you're going to rub every inch of your body off that was facing that computer screen. You'll feel so dirty looking at this Bill Clinton painting. So the original painting is called Praising Bill by an Australian-American artist, although it's unclear if Epstein actually bought the canvas or a mounted print. Daily Mail had the breaking news on this one, by the way. The painting was secretly snapped inside of the pedophile's $56 million home in October of 2012, 4 years after Epstein completed his sweetheart deal for prostitution of a minor and 7 years before he was accused of running a sex trafficking ring. They wanted to remain anonymous. Apparently, there were a couple of people that were going in to propose a business idea to Jeffrey Epstein, and they said it was such a weird encounter to begin with. They go up to this $56 million home, they roll into it, and they said an old man showed up at the door, like, ask Jeeves. You ever seen people that have what looks like a little butler, it's like a little statue, and they have one of the arms out, and there's a little plate there, and they can put food or your keys or something else there. It's just basically what you put by the front door if you just want to throw junk onto it. It's kind of like, instead of putting the mail on your kitchen table and forgetting about it until it stacks up or the desk or whatever. They just had this little area where you'd plop this. And they said that's what it was like. They showed up and there was just an old man butler there waiting for him. We showed up the door, had a real butler, an old gentleman who walked with a limp. He led us to the circular office and there was a receptionist there, a beautiful woman said fabulous and so nice and bubbly. Then she led us into Epstein's private quarters, whereas when they passed open an open door and there was the portrait of Bill Clinton in a blue dress wearing red pumps with his legs crossed over the side of the armrest, looking and pointing at you, the person looking at that photo. So weird. So weird. That's just a weird thing. Imagine if the art museum down in Forest Park decided to get an exhibit of political art and they posted one of those bad boys in there. What do you think would happen? It's there's some things you can't unsee. That's just going to be burned into your brain, man. So sources say that they were met at the door by the butler and had all of these different things. They went into a dining room and spoke to him about a proposal. She added, they were wrapping things up with the private secretary and noticed a young Hispanic girl there all hunched over the phone, waiting to see him next. They said, I thought it was odd to be in the same waiting room because they were there on business. She was really young. She looked about 14, they said. They thought maybe it was the housekeeper's daughter. And she said, he came out in pajamas, Jeffrey Epstein. He wasn't messy, but he had a white shirt, pajama bottoms, and bare feet. He said he was very gray and looked creepy. The one person said, he looked like a villain to me. I immediately knew we didn't want to do business with him despite wanting the contract. That's how I walk around at my house. You know, just a regular ratty shirt, kind of like sweatpants. I don't wear shoes or socks. I walk around barefoot. I don't look particularly creepy, I don't think. This is your own home. The sidewalk outside the home was heated, I found out. So in New York City, I didn't even know this was an option. If I ever build a home, I'm going to absolutely ask for this. So outside, down the steps, and also on the sidewalk, everything was heated. So the pavement would melt immediately, and you didn't have to go out there, sprinkle some salt, scrape off the sidewalks, things like that. You figure if you own a $56 million home and you're a billionaire, you can afford to have someone go out there and shovel this stuff for you. Or you can do the opposite, just heat the ground. Heat the ground. Oh, hey, Beth. What's going on?
Hey, Ryan. You got to remember, there comes a point in time when the rich, they lose touch with the reality. Mm-hmm. They don't even think about anything that's normal anymore. It's like the guy who left his keys in the car and the car took off. And
yeah.
Wondered why.
I'll talk about that later this hour. It's crazy.
But it's weird. You know, that's like one of the things they always talk about. The rich guy who lives in Nebraska or where he lives. And he lives in the same house he's lived in since the 1950s.
Oh, like Warren Buffett?
Yeah, Buffett. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know, and he's exactly the same. People say he's the same, that he was, you know, you couldn't tell unless you knew that he was rich. He flies commercial, he flies in business, you know, not in the tour section, but he's not flying his private plane. He's not doing all this kind of stuff. But then you turn around and you've got people like this Epstein guy or some of our lovely athletes who just totally lose all touch with reality. They forget what it's like. And actually, in Epstein's case, he never was poor.
Yeah.
You know, his family was rich to begin with. You know, and that we've allowed our society to accept them as being this weird. You know, we give them their morality. You know, look at who our kids, you know, look up to. The Kardashians, dear Lord, you know,
and
they're weird, you know, are the...
Beth, do you watch the Kardashians?
Oh, no.
Do you keep up with them?
No, but my girls used to.
Oh, man.
Because we went to... we have a gallery in Houston, which is where the girls would go shopping. Yeah. And we would take them down to Houston to the museum district. And one of my girls was so excited because we were going to go to a place that had a place where she could get the same makeup that the Kardashians wore.
Yeah.
And I walked in with her and I said, look, this is blush. for $225.
It's that much? No way.
You know? Yeah. And she's like, but Kim was all, or Kylie or whoever, they all have okay names. You know, she wears it. And I'm like, but you've got to, what could you buy for $225?
And creepy and finally, kooky Kardashian, yeah.
You know, but it's that type of thing, you know. In Texas, the big thing right now is Dak Prescott worth $40 million? And why our running back isn't here is because he doesn't want to sign for $36 million. You know, there are people, there's no way.
Different breed, I guess, when you get up to that level where you're making millions and millions. I guess I see your point there. Hey, good to hear from you, Beth. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, so $200 and some for stupid Kardashian makeup? I'm so glad I'm not a girl. We'll take some more of your calls coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
Now it's Overnight America with Ryan Recker on St. Louis's News Radio KMOX.
All right, so are you buying that it was just negligence? It was just a couple of guards not paying attention? Are you buying that story? I think the conspiracies are more fun than what could be the truth in this case. But it's so weird seeing that photo of Bill Clinton circulate around. Bob, how are you, Bob?
Yes, this is Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pulling my leg?
What, with the Bill Clinton picture?
Yeah, it just sounds too crazy to be true. Is that for real? And
do you think I could make that up? So let me describe it one more time. It's an old classic chair. It looks like if you were to go to a rich person's home and they had like a $2,000 chair or something, this is kind of it. It looks like it's in the Oval Office. There's Bill Clinton, wrinkles on his forehead and his hair a little bit messy, wearing that blue dress with his legs crossed over the side of the armrest, pointing at the person that would be looking at him. That is, you know, if I could make that up on the spot, you know, Bob, I'm in the wrong business. I should go out and just write novels for a living if I can come up with things like that.
Well, where is that picture? Because I certainly, obviously the blue dress that she had on is not going to fit Bill. So he must have had a special dress made for him.
Well, this is a painting. It's not like a picture.
Oh, it's a painting.
Yeah, so like an artist rendition of Bill Clinton in this way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think he actually posed. I hope he didn't. What if he did, though?
Well, you never know. Right?
Bill Clinton actually posing like that. Wow.
After all that went on with all the conspiracy stuff and the controversy over the dress and the stain on it and everything, and he's going to do that? That just sounds outrageous. I can't believe that even Bill Clinton would do something like that, to tell you the truth. Now, I was always against Bill Clinton, but I've come to enjoy the way he does things. And he seems like an all right guy, but man, if he's posing in a blue dress, that's just way too crazy. Yeah. I gotta see it. Is it out there on the internet?
Oh, it's everywhere. Can you do a pretty good Bill Clinton impersonation?
I can't do anything like Bill. I can't do a Bill Clinton.
No, I can't
do a Bill Clinton impersonation. But dude, it's just too damn funny to believe. I just can't believe it.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Good to hear from you.
One last thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One last thing. Now, you know, with all the Photoshop and stuff they can do with all the stuff on the computers and stuff, somebody could have possibly made that up, right?
No, actually, this is artwork, and they know the artist's name. It's an Australian artist named Petrina Ryan Cleed is the name of the artist.
So this picture was in Epstein or Einstein's or whatever his name is.
Yeah, so they don't know if this is the original because the dude's got some money. He might have just bought the original painting of this or it was just a print. But either way, if this exists out there, you can go buy a print if you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't you want this up in your house?
Well, not really, but I mean, I'd like to have it in my man cave, maybe.
Man cave? What? Put it in your bathroom. Now, that is something that would be a talking point in your home if you bring some guests over.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I've got to see this. I can't wait to see this picture.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Bye.
I know. I couldn't believe it either. Is Clinton even trending on Twitter? It was the thing that everyone was sharing earlier, and they're not trending. It wasn't trending earlier. It wasn't trending now. How could it not? Yep, sorry. Not in the top 20, at least. Or top 17 is what Twitter is showing me right now. Yeah, this picture is just haunting. Producer Mike, did you get a chance to look it up yet? You did? What's your impression of that? Like, as someone that is a lover of art, I know that you go around, you're very sophisticated, you go to wine tastings. You're someone that has been at different auction houses looking at some fine pieces of art. You like to travel. You know the subtle differences. You know all the different terms. You're in those circles. What's your impression of this Bill Clinton painting?
I think it was a funny way for someone to make fun of Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of his legs there?
I don't know. Their legs?
They gave him very feminine legs.
I think I found the audio, though, of when Bill Clinton asked the painting to be drawn.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
It's in your playlist.
Oh, okay. Oh, please don't. All right. Here is the audio of when Bill Clinton, you're saying, was commissioned. He commissioned this painting?
I think it was his idea.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. Wearing this.
All right.
Paint me like one of your French.
Wearing girls. Only this.
Oh. I've never seen that movie. I know it's from Titanic, but I've never seen it. Paint me like one of your French girls. And there's Bill Clinton. It goes to show you, I just don't understand art. You know, the thing is, now that this picture is out there, if Epstein doesn't actually own the original print, whoever does, the price of this painting just quadrupled. Easy. Let's see. CBS News had another update on that. One of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers has filed a civil lawsuit. Jennifer Arose is suing Epstein in the estate. Alleged co-conspirators and three other staffers, disgraced financier, is accused of sexually abusing her when she was only 14 years old. Here's CBS, and this is their attorney, Deborah Blum.
Any of the alleged victims can file in civil court, and the stakes are very high. We know that Jeffrey Epstein has a multi-million dollar estate, and in civil court, you can go after somebody even after their passing.
Oh, you know, I love the attorney just goes out and says, you know, we're doing it because we know he's got a lot of money and he's loaded, so this seems like the right thing to do. Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. If you were sexually assaulted, yeah, go for every penny you can, and who cares if the Epstein estate comes back with nothing. Who cares about this guy? Seriously. Did anyone care about this guy? This is what you don't hear. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be attending the Epstein funeral. Oh, man. What a great guy. I really am going to miss him. Is there anyone out there saying that right now? Or is it just not fashionable to say something like that? I got a couple of other stories I want to get to. And I haven't heard a good Epstein conspiracy lately. I feel very disappointed that some of these conspiracy theories are squashed at the idea that it was just an incompetent guard or two at this prison, the ones they weren't following through on monitoring the situation like they should have. That seems to be a big letdown. Come on, you couldn't have at least entertained some of these other thoughts? Falsifying documents, sleeping on the job. How'd you like to be those guys? Whoosh, it's like out of a, you know, like one of those capers. I thought you were watching them. No, I thought you were. Oh, and then they go and they find out they're too late. It's like a setup for an 80s show. A lot of TV talk here lately. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Now, back to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
Can I mention the phone lines are open tonight? Why not? I had a couple of stories I still want to handle. Police, this is the headline at KMOX.com. $200,000 Ferrari stolen from Sunset Hills home. Yikes. Well, it must have been quite a caper. I mean, when you're in a high-end neighborhood with high security and you have something that's a high-end vehicle, $200,000. I mean, if you go out and look, these Ferraris, man, they don't make them cheap. Plus, they're handmade. They only make a couple of dozen a year. They're very rare vehicles. So I'm sure he had all kinds of security features ready to stop this person. Hold on. I'm now hearing. Hold on. There's something in my ear. What's that, producer Mike? Oh, he left it in an unlocked garage with the keys inside the car. You left a $200,000 Ferrari in an unlocked area with the keys. keys inside the car. It goes to show you, kind of like Beth before the break, just because you got some money doesn't mean you are smart all the time. Like, I feel bad because the person could be listening right now. And if this is you with your stolen Ferrari, you're probably kicking yourself right now saying, oh, I've never had an issue my entire life. No issue. Blah, 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 blah. You know, eventually, if you got some wealth and someone finds out that you don't secure it, they'll take advantage of you, even if it means opening up an unlocked garage and driving out with the keys you provided the criminals. So Sunset Hill Police Department sent an alert out on social media. It said, this 2007 black Ferrari 430 Spider was stolen overnight. You see it, call 911. Is this really a 911 situation? I didn't know the police would want you to call 911. I thought there was an off-duty, like a non-emergency phone number you'd call like the police dispatch to report these things. I thought 911 was just for emergencies. How about this? You ever have something stolen off your property? I'm just curious. It might not have to be a $200,000 Ferrari, but have you ever had someone just like steal something from your property and you thought, oh, come on, are you serious? 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. That happened to my grandma once. Lived in the same neighborhood, built the house as soon as her and her sweetheart, which was my grandpa, as soon as he came back from the war, they married like 4 days later, built a house together, lived there up until he died, and she lived there up until she died. And on the front porch of this house, she had these metal pieces of furniture. One was like a little two-person bench, and one was a single chair. Metal. Well, she had no problems in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and then the early 2010s, guess what? Someone stole them. For decades and decades and decades, she had no problem with it. And then it just one day it was gone. So they had to buy new furniture because my grandma, even though she didn't sit out on the front porch, she was too old and didn't really want to do that sort of thing anymore. But she wanted to have the furniture. She just liked the idea of the furniture being out there. So the next piece of furniture they bought had my dad bolt it down onto the little deck that was the, you know, front deck, just to make sure if someone got a froggy idea, there's no way they're lifting that thing. Could have had a Category 5 hurricane. Could have had a tornado pop over that bad boy. Wouldn't have had it out. You could have had Andre the Giant try to push that thing loose. It wouldn't have happened. I mean, they had that thing really bolted down. You ever had something stolen right off your property, though? I'm curious. 436-7900. You can call or text. What was it? What was stolen from you? 800-925-1120. As police try to find ways to prevent things from getting stolen, and these are becoming very popular, these Ring doorbells. In fact, I think they're great until they're abused. And now they're starting to be abused, just like any other piece of technology is being abused. I saw this from Gizmodo, and they did an investigation on this. It says, Ring, the smart doorbell home security system, who is owned by Amazon, is involved in some fairly unnerving arrangements with local law enforcement agencies. They tried to push this. They called it your neighborhood. Oh, if something happens in your neighborhood, sign up so we know where you live. And that way, if someone reports something, we can say, oh, maybe you're able to catch it on one of your neighbor's Ring doorbells. And together we can make our neighborhood safer and we can catch those bad guys. Well, guess what? How it actually ended up working out. A lot of different areas. Now, luckily, St. Louis is not part of this surveillance network. But apparently Ring has been working with law enforement without your knowledge to share this video footage. So a Gizmodo blogger said it started out with a map created by Fight for the Future. The initiative includes other programs like those spun by the TSA, as well as tracks cities and municipalities that have legislation specifically banning the use of technology where they would share it automatically with police without your consent or knowledge. Well, then he said, okay, let's look at the opposite. Where are these areas that are actually using this technology and sharing it without your consent or knowledge? There's a lot of different places. So over in Kansas City, there's a couple of areas there and some of the outlining areas around Kansas City, but none over here. We're kind of lucky. Illinois's got some. Ohio, looks like Kentucky's free of it. Tennessee's got some. Oklahoma's got some. So, you know, we got some surrounding states where this is happening. says Ring pre-writes almost all of the messages shared by police across social media and attempts to legally obtain, attempts to legally obligate police to give the company final sale statements about its products. Now, that's a little concerning, too. So you have Ring that's writing press releases or at least different statements, and the police are the ones that are distributing these statements from Ring. What kind of connections do these two have? One said, I edited a bunch of agencies I found by literally searching excited to join neighbors by Ring on Twitter, and then they found a bunch of other areas that had the exact same literature or the verbiage over and over. So flurries of reports from Gizmodo and Motherboard have made Ring the latest brand under Amazon's umbrella to come under scrutiny for privacy implications. So if you were to open up, and maybe you have one of these Ring devices, there is a button on there that says, you know, join the neighborhood. You can at least let people know you're not sharing the video, but what you are doing is let other people know that you're willing to be contacted in case there is something. Like, you know, oh, so-and-so had someone something stolen off their front yard, or it looks like someone, you know, hit someone else's car and they didn't leave a note or whatever it is. So they might contact you and say, do you have any information on that? So it at least opens you up and you consent into that. But it's not always something that they tell you that if in some of these areas where they allow it or maybe where they cooperate with the police, you may not have to consent. They might just do it on your behalf without telling you. There's other things that Amazon's been caught doing with these Ring devices that they use called face recognition software. It's kind of weird, you know? So what it will do is it'll analyze the video without your consent. They won't tell you they're doing this. And then it'll send this data back to Amazon to analyze, and then they'll see if they can recognize your face and use it as a way to start profiling people that are in certain areas at certain times. So imagine you're in your front yard and or you're going to your front door or whatever it is, and then all of a sudden you set off your Ring because of the motion alert. The Ring would then use their facial recognition technology. Oh, it's you. You live here. I see. This is, then it would log it inside of their whatever. Now, imagine you go to other places where these Rings are sitting. Maybe walk down the neighborhood, scanning your face and tracking you as you take a walk with your dog. Or maybe some businesses that use this, they're going to track you that way too. But they don't tell you you're doing this. It's just a way for them to intrude by using this technology to their advantage. And they're not disclosing it properly. In fact, it takes a long time to figure out what some of these companies are doing. It says, it's important to note that these aren't just large towns and counties. Many populations that are using these are in the hundreds or thousands. So it says, so if you're not happy with your town joining these agreements, what you could do is speak up, let the public officials know you don't like them having these agreements. You don't want them consenting on your behalf. That is no good. Watch yourself and do not voluntarily decide to waive your privacies. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Not worth it. And then there's, you always get this. Oh, I got nothing to hide. What do I care about it? No. It doesn't matter if you have something to hide or not hide. It doesn't matter. Whose business is it? This is my grandma used to say this all the time. None of your business. It's none of your dang business. That's what you got to say to sometimes. You know, it's not about, oh, I got nothing to hide. It's a, okay, it's none of your business, Amazon. It's none of your business, Google. It's none of your business, Facebook. Cut it out. Coming up the next hour, I wanted to bring up a Loop trolley story. Oh, my goodness. I've had nothing but bad things to say about it. It's very rare to find anything good with the Loop trolley associated with it. Well, they believe that they have it all figured out. They know what they're going to do to try to bring people to ride the trolley. And it's funny because you can read this article. It's from the Riverfront Times. It's you could think a regular business person would say, well, we're actually going to make sure we keep these trolleys up and running on a schedule. We're going to improve the way that we drop people off. We're going to add this to the app so you know where the trolley is. We're going to have better communication. We're going to try this. We're going to do this and that. Nope, nothing logical. They got it all figured out. If you've actually rode the Loop trolley, you may be a special person because no one that I know has been able to get on this stupid thing. So we're going to talk about that too. I think it's just time we got to cut this thing loose. Cut it loose. We got to end it. We tens of millions, 50-some million dollars all those years, all that time, all wasted, and it's not going to get any better if this is their saving grace. I also wanted to talk about an 8-year-old talk radio host. Wow, that seems a little fun. An 8-year-old talk radio host. Maybe you can relate to him. Sounds pretty fun. He did an interview. He's down in Orlando, and I wanted to play some of that with you coming up. 436-7900. Also 800-925-1120. That's the number. If you want to use it, it's Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.